Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills. Well, I was thinking about this last night, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are millions of people listening to Radio 1 right now, yeah?
Yes.
Hopefully. And, yeah, the weather's got a bit warmer in a lot of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people are listening to Radio 1 right now naked.
Right.
Sans vêtements. Par de pantalon.
Yeah. You were thinking this last night, were you?
Hmm.
So you were lying at home wondering how many people listen to you without clothes on.
Yeah. And I'd like you to tell me. Now, there are no prizes for this, but call me if you are naked right now on 08700 100 100.
Then what are you going to do with them?
I don't want to talk to them, don't I?
Did you think about it because you were naked while you were thinking about it?
Please, please, God, tell me this is a no.
Well,
yes!
Yeah. Yeah. Is it that disgusting, the thought of me naked?
You're too right, yeah.
Call me if you're naked.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Radio 1?
Hello, I'm naked.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I've just woken up.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Natalie.
What are you wearing, Natalie?
Nothing.
What are you doing? Right, well, it's nice to speak to a naked person at this time of the morning.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Call me if you're naked. 08700 100 100.
Also, so many people texting saying they're naked, and George has pointed out, because she's very keen, that you can also get picture messages on 81199. So she's very keen to look at those.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, if you missed this last week, we're just trying to do this game to dispel the stereotypes. You know, you like Germans, don't you?
Yeah, I had a very pleasant 5 or 6 weeks in Germany last summer. And,
I've been
there a few times.
The thing is, they do have a bad rep in this country.
Mm.
Some people say that they don't know, you know, how to have a laugh. So this feature is designed to put that right and to prove to everyone that Germans do have a great sense of humour. We try and make a German laugh on Radio 1.
Can we make a German laugh?
Right, I'm going to go first.
Busted stereotypes.
Yeah. I'll show you how it's done, okay?
Okay.
This is a great joke. Seriously, if they don't laugh at this.
Herzlich willkommen im Mövenpick Hotel Frankfurt City. Mein Name ist Ann-Christine Salzkraft. Was kann ich für Sie tun?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. Right, there's two fat blokes in a pub, and one says to the other, you're round.
Okay.
And the other one says, so are you, you fat git.
I'm sorry.
The two fat blokes in a pub, yeah?
Yes.
And one says to the other, you're round. And the other one says, so are you, you fat git.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Not really.
It's quite funny.
Okay. How can I help you?
I just wanted to tell you a joke.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
You see?
It worked. She laughed.
She had a wicked sense
of
humour.
She was very nice and pleasant.
She said the joke wasn't funny, but she still laughed, so that counts.
National.
Radio 1.
So many people listening to us right now, naked. Thanks to the person that just texted in saying, I'm fully clothed, but I've got my willy hanging out. Radio 1.
Hello!
Hello!
I'm in the bath.
You really are, aren't you?
I am in the bath, yes.
What's
you
your
know
name?
What's funny? Katie. What?
Go on.
What was funny, I'm in my mate's flat because she's away on holiday, so I was wondering about in my pants this morning, and then you were saying, I wonder how many people, and just as you said, I wonder how many people are naked, that was when I took my knickers off, and I thought, isn't that funny? I've just become naked.
What are the chances of that?
So I had to ring, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it's great to speak to you. You're still sans clothing now, yes?
Well, yes, obviously, because if I was in the bath with clothes on, that would be silly, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point, well made.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Have a good day.
Indeed, you too, sir.
Love you.
Bye-bye, love you too.
Right. Anybody notice as well, when everywhere you phone in Germany, they speak perfect English.
They do.
Like, if somebody rang us up randomly and started telling us jokes in German, how would we handle that?
We'd probably hang up.
Yeah, probably. Right. My lady laughed just then, but it's time for you to have a go now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Can we make a German laugh?
Some people say that Germans have no sense of humour. I know this not to be true.
No, they do.
So... your go, right?
Okay.
Good luck.
It's a good joke.
It's not a sport joke, is it?
Kind of.
Guten Morgen, das Intercontinental in Berlin, das Guest Service Center, wie darf ich Ihnen behilflich sein?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Guy goes to the doctor... Doctor, I've got a cricket ball stuck at my backside. How's that? Don't you start.
Excuse me?
A guy goes to the doctor. He says, Doctor, I've got a cricket ball stuck at my backside. The doctor says, how's that? And the bloke says, don't you start.
Excuse me. I don't understand what you mean with a cricket ball.
He's got a cricket ball stuck up his backside, and the doctor says, how's that? And then the guy says, don't you start. Did you get it?
No.
Because he's got a cricket ball stuck up his backside, and then the doctor says, how's that?
Okay. But how can I help you, sir?
I just thought I'd try and brighten up your morning and make you laugh.
Ah, okay.
Was that a laugh?
No.
A little bit?
Not a little bit, no.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, bye.
Interesting. Right, so there was clearly a laugh there, but she wasn't letting you have any of that, was she?
She was denying that she laughed, but she did.
Right, yes, she did.
Do you think I blundered by choosing a cricket joke?
Maybe. Right. Let me show you how it's done.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. May I help you?
Yeah, there are two cannibals eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
No, not really.
What?
Sorry, I don't understand. May I help you, sir?
Yeah, there are two cannibals eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
No.
What?
It didn't work that time.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1. The Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
Now, have you seen those tech services where you can ask a question?
Oh, those ones, yes.
Those ones, yeah. What you do is you just ask any question you want. There's a couple of them floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big fan of... one of these tech services,
right,
in particular, because do you know what? I've got an inquisitive mind. I'm always wanting to know the answers to questions.
You are.
Now, quite a lot of the time when I use this service, I've maybe had some wine.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, I seem to ask more questions when I've had a couple. I don't know why.
And some very interesting ones.
Yes. Now, there's this thing online where if you register, they can tell you all the questions that you've asked.
Yeah.
And I did that this weekend. Laura thinks this is hilarious for some reason.
Well, because she's got it up on the screen in front of me. So I now have a list of questions
don't
that you've asked.
That.
You are so random, by the way.
And ever so slightly egotistical.
Right.
Such as, you have texted, who is Scott Mills? To it.
Is that worse than Googling yourself?
I've been with you before when you've done that. I think you've done that several times before, not just the once.
You're right.
My favourite, though, is, has Diana Ross got real hair or is it a wig?
I just wanted to know. I saw her on American Idol. I was like, that's not real hair. So I thought I'd ask.
How long?
It says that you can ask any question. And
why,
know
did
the
you,
answer.
Why did you want to know how long a caterpillar lives for?
Can't remember.
No?
No.
How many times can you fold a piece of paper?
Well, the Y must have been on that day.
Okay. Is it true that if you have a tapeworm, you put a lasagna in front of your mouth and the tapeworm will come out so you can wind it around a pencil?
See, that's just a thing that I heard a long time ago, where apparently if you do have tapeworm, you have to just put a nice tasty lasagna in front of your mouth.
Yeah.
And it has to be lasagna, nothing else.
Okay, right.
And you just wind it out with a pencil because it's tempted by the lasagna.
These questions say so much about you. It's unbelievable. Do you not agree?
Wait, the other one I want is, what's the nearest tanning salon to Radio 1, London? No, seriously, I want the answer to
that. I've probably still got it on my phone.
Also, why do people put mirrors in gardens?
That's
how old
my
is Joe Wiley? And what is guacamole?
Sorry, Joe. I just wanted to find out the truth. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.